More than 100 vintage cars embarked from the centre of Prague on early Thursday morning on a three-day journey to the Slovak capital Bratislava and back. The 1,000 miles of Czechoslovakia tour, which dates back to the year 1933, is organised by the Veteran Car Club in Prague and covers some 1,300 kilometres. Ruth Frankova reports.
Dozens of people gathered outside the Veteran Car Club headquarters in Prague's Opletalova Street on Thursday morning to watch the start of the 1,000 miles of Czechoslovakia race. Some 120 cars, all of them made before the year 1939, are taking part in this year's event, including two models that rode in its very first edition in 1933, the Aero Supersport and a Praga Alfa. Jan Teubel, owner of a vintage Aerovka made in the Czechoslovak First Republic, was one of the participants.
Naším cílem bylo primárně dojet na start. To se podařilo.
Our primary goal was to reach the starting line, which we managed. Now we have to get to Bratislava. The maximum speed the car goes uphill is 20 kilometers per hour. The safest speed is 60 kilometers, but you cannot go that fast for a very long time.
Inspired by a similarly named Italian event, the Mille Miglia, the 1,000 miles of Czechoslovakia first took place in 1933 when organized by the Auto Club of the Czechoslovak Republic. Even though the event was declared a competition, it was in fact a speed race that took place in normal traffic. The participants, who had to cover nearly 1,600 kilometers, were confronted with horse-drawn wagons, trucks, cyclists and pedestrians. The original route of the race led from Prague to the Czech towns of Kolín, Jihlava, Brno and Břeclav, then to Bratislava in Slovakia and back. The current version is slightly shorter than the original, says its organizer Miroslav Krejza.
The route follows, whenever possible, the original route. But in the interwar years, they used to go from Prague to Bratislava and back twice, which made for 1,000 miles. We will be covering a little more than half the original route. The first stage leads to Bratislava. Tomorrow we'll be taking part in an uphill race in Slovakia, and on Saturday we're heading back. So it will be around 1,300 kilometers.
The first participant in the 1,000 miles of Czechoslovakia embarked on the journey at 6 a.m. sharp, while the other followed with a one-minute interval. Mr. Krejza explained to Czech radio why they had to leave Prague so early.
The start takes almost 2 hours in total, so we wouldn't make it otherwise. This way, the cars have relatively empty roads through Prague. If we started at 8, we'd never make it to Bratislava.
The vintage cars are expected to return from Bratislava to Prague's National Technical Museum on late Saturday afternoon.